Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. 31st, July, 1962. The Dangers of Wrong Knowledge. Sayadaw based this talk on a Pali word, a Sandadhitava minus, which means the dangers of wrong seeing. There were 25 kinds of dangers mentioned in the text, and a Sandadhitava was one of them. It can be also translated as wrong view, wrong knowledge, and wrong knowing. Human beings are seeing, viewing, knowing, and understanding things in the wrong ways, which create a lot of sufferings and problems in societies. Some of them come from education, entertainments, faiths, politics, economic, and even from science and technology. Right seeing, viewing, knowing, and understanding bring happiness, peace, and security. Wrong seeing, viewing, knowing, and understanding bring sufferings, problems, and insecurity. Closing square bracket. The Buddha reminded us to live with mindfulness and clear comprehension, sati and sampajana. Knowing the arising Dharma is sati, e.g., the mind. Do they stay in this way? Or vanishing? Just observe them with panna. Therefore, be mindful and observe with panna. It was so important that the Buddha had to remind us. With mindfulness, we know what exists, and then know the vanishing with panna. Panna knows the mind arises and vanishes. Then the mind process can't continue. If the mind process continues, you'll be in dukkha. If the mind process is cutting off, you'll attain the blissful nibbana, sukha nibbana. If I am talking like this, it may not be clear for you. So look at the DA chart. By seeing the vanishing of the mind, section 2 will not connect with section 3. It's called magga, knowledge, because kalesa will not arise. With the cessation of samadhiya, section 4 not arises. Tana nirodho nibbanam minus the cessation of craving is nibbana. It's also dukkha nirodho nibbanam minus the cessation of dukkha is nibbana. If not, it becomes tana samadhiya dukkha samadhiya minus with the arising of craving, dukkha arises. That is tana pakaya upadanam. Bhava pakaya jati minus craving conditions clinging, becoming conditions birth. If you can cut it off in this way, you can attain nibbana. This is the cessation of samadhiya and dukkha sakkas. It seems to be that nibbana is near to us. Physical and mental sufferings are happening to everyone. Why is that? Because in the past we have done dukkha sakkas and brought it here. And then from dukkha sakka, dukkha grows out. It's like a bitter tree grows bitter fruits. The Buddha reminded us not to fall into the dangers of wrong seeing. Because of someone, I am in suffering. Don't let this kind of wrong view arises. With wrong view, mind and form disappear, and person or being arises. This is the danger of wrong seeing. It happens because of not seeing impermanence. By making the non-existing as existing, suffering, sorrow, lamentation, crying, and sleeplessness come into being. These are not the causes of the past. It happens by encountering the danger of wrong seeing. So don't put the blame on the past karma. Because, with the danger of wrong seeing, mental suffering arises. Therefore, we have to correct the danger of wrong seeing, asandadhitava, and make it become the right seeing, sandhitiko. Having the right seeing, we will attain nibbana, and then sorrow and lamentation will cease. With the wrong seeing, sorrow and lamentation will follow. Among all the dangers, falling into the danger of wrong view is the most frightening one. The Buddha mentioned 25 kinds of dangers, and asandadhitava is one of them. Wrong seeing is samadhiya sakka, the cause of dukkha. It will get the painful birth of dukkha sakka, the result of suffering. The danger of wrong seeing is not made by others. It comes from wrong knowledge. It arises by not seeing the impermanence of the mind, body process, and seeing him as a person or a being instead. These dharma have already existed and were taught by the Buddha. I have to describe it because you don't know about them. After falling into the painful planes, it's not easy to come back again to the blissful planes. In the present, human beings are suffered and will fall into woeful planes in samsara. A lot of people are in the woeful planes because they encounter the danger of wrong seeing. Most living beings come to this human world and create hell, animal, and ghost planes on earth for their future rebirths. Right seeing is the path knowledge, magga nana. If you attain the path knowledge, you will see nibbana. With the attainment of right seeing, samadhiya ceases and dukkha ends. With non-attainment of right seeing, samadhiya increases and dukkha becomes outgrowth. Therefore, whatever mind arises, contemplate its impermanence. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 8th of August 1962. Non-conflict and non-attachment. Sayadaw based this talk on the Madhupindika Sutta of Majjhima Nikaya, MN.18 Madhupindika Suttam. In the sutta, the Buddha answered Dandapani, the Sakyan who asked him about his doctrine and proclamation. Still, there are a lot of Buddhists don't know exactly what the Buddha's doctrine and proclamation. Some even misinterpret his teaching, such as taking Nibbana as Atta. Interpret as the root sequence of all, with practice return to oneness, non-dualism, the first cause, etc. Therefore, it can be confused or mistaken with Hinduism. To understand the teaching of the Buddha clearly, we need to study the Sutta Nikaya. Closing square bracket. There is nothing more important than to end dukkha. Dukkha sakka exists in this khanda in fullness. We have the desire, chanda, to be free from it. But without getting the knowledge of liberation, it becomes difficult. So I'll give you the way to end dukkha. First, have to know about dukkha. Second, look for the source of dukkha and to know where it comes from. Third, cut off dukkha from where it comes. Fourth, what the result of cutting it is, nirodha minus cessation. First, I'll talk about the knowing of dukkha. Don't go and look for dukkha elsewhere. Now having this khanda and listening to this talk is not sukha, but only dukkha. This is only in the level of perception. For the wisdom level, watch and observe the khanda with the normal breathing. It will show you many things. These are abandoning its own nature. After establishing samadhi, observe the khanda with mindfulness and wisdom. And have to know that whatever arises now is truth of dukkha. Let us look for the source of dukkha. It comes from tanha, craving, by making prayers to become human beings. We caught the culprit of samadhiya sakka. Fulfilling our prayers is dukkha sakka. Making prayers with desire is samadhiya sakka. Physical and mental sufferings arise from affection. These are happening now in the present of dukkha and samadhiya sakkas. Affection and sorrow are samadhiya and dukkha. In the whole day, we are turning around with samadhiya and dukkha that the Buddha has not arisen for us. The Buddha of magga sakka has not arisen to us. Therefore, we can't expect the nirodha sakka of the ending of dukkha sakka. From the tree of dukkha, arises the seed of samadhiya. From the seed of samadhiya, the tree of dukkha grows out again. Your situations are only having fuels and fire. Extinguish fire and peace does still not arise. It's very terrible indeed. Not knowing the arising of Dukkha and Samadhiya is ignorance, avidya. Also don't know where Nirodha and Magga is ignorance. Don't know the Four Noble Truths is ignorance. Let's talk about Magga and Nirodha Sakkas. Sayadaw told the story of Dandapani, the friend of Ven. Devadatta. So he had no respect for the Buddha. He asked the Buddha, "What is your ascetics doctrine? And what do you proclaim?" The Buddha answered, "Not conflict with anyone is my doctrine. Usually teach people to cut off passion for the realms of existence." The Buddha later recounted this incident to the monks. And then they went to ask Ven. Maha Kakayana for the answer. The Buddha did not explain his short teaching to the monks and left. Ven. Maha Kakayana delivered him the Vipassana Dharma. After seeing something pleasant and pleasant feeling arises. After that notice it with perception, and then thinking with Tanha, Mana and Ditthi, i.e., craving, conceit and wrong view, arise. The process here is contact, sense doors plus sense object plus contact consciousness. Right pointing arrow feeling, right pointing arrow perception, right pointing arrow thinking, right pointing arrow the perception and categories of objectification, papanka, i.e., tanha, mana and ditthi. Therefore, tanha, mana and ditthi dharmas are coming from seeing, hearing, etc. According to D. A. process, sec 2 connects with sec 3, i.e., consciousness, feeling right pointing arrow craving, conceit, wrong view. Sayadaw continued the instruction of Sittanupassana. If seeing consciousness arises, contemplate its impermanence. And papanka dies and samadhiya ceases. Magga Sakka and Nirodha Sakka arise. Papanka Nirodho Nibbanam, cessation of papanka, is Nibbana. So Nibbana is also called Nipapanka. With the contemplation of impermanence, the Four Noble Truths arise together. If contemplating the arising Dharma, Magga and Nirodha will arise. These are our friends. We should associate with them. Without contemplation, Dukkha and Samadhiya arise. These are our enemies. We shouldn't associate with them. The time without contemplation is a fool. The time with contemplation is a wise person. See the Bala Pandita Sutta in the Samyutta Nikaya. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. The 8th of August 1962. Development with contemplation. Magga, the path factors have to be developed. Be developed with contemplation on one of the five khandhas. If you know how to use this khandha, it becomes a valuable thing. If you know how to develop it, you will arrive to the other shore of Nibbana. If not, we'll sink in the four apaya bhumis. Woeful planes. A person who knows how to use it will have benefit. A person who doesn't know how to use it will be in trouble. With the contemplation, what'll happen? You all have ignorance and craving. With a lot of contemplation, ignorance becomes thinner and craving drying up. Both of them connect with the taints, asava. Therefore, asava is extinct. Avijasava and Kamasava. If you are discerning Anicca, contemplate Anicca. With Dukkha and contemplate Dukkha, with Anatta and contemplate Anatta, etc. And then Asava will be extinct. If you ask me the time span of when it'll become extinct and it depends on you. If your Kalesa and Tanha, defilements and craving, are thick and you'll get it slow. You'll get it quicker if your Kalesa and Tanha, defilements and craving, thinner. In the Khandavagga Samyutta, the Buddha taught the Vasijata Sutta, the ads handle, SN.22.101 Vasijata Suttam. It was like the wooden handle, with a lot of striking, using, and eroded slowly. We can't say how much it is eroded. But it's sure that it's eroded. The Buddha asked us to contemplate. But you all are making prayers and wishes. Sayadaw continued to talk the simile of a hen and her eggs, which included in the same sutta. With a lot of contemplation, the eggshell of ignorance becomes thinner, tanner liquid becomes drier, and knowledge becomes sharper. So don't blame it on your parameters. Perfection comes from practice. With the contemplation of one of the five khandhas and get the three results. You can ask for the 31 realms of existences. These are dead bodies. With contemplation, you get nibbana. It's not dying. If you don't want to die in any way, just follow the way of undying. The duties of a hen are spreading its wings on the eggs, giving her body heat to the eggs, and giving its smell to the eggs. In accordance with the smell and different beings appear. Only by performing these three duties, the outcome is sure. You also have to contemplate the khanda with anicca, dukkha and anatta. Vipaka vata, the result of the round of existence is like the egg. The shell is like ignorance. The liquid inside the egg is like tanna. The claws of chick becoming sharper are like knowledge, nana. That the chick come out by breaking the shell is like freedom from the cycle of the round of existences minus vipaka vatas. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. 2nd to the 3rd of September 1962. Mountains of bones and oceans of blood. T1. In the Book of Causation, Nidanavagga, there was a chapter called Without Discoverable Beginning, Anamataga Samyutta. The Buddha gave some similes on the subject of samsara, round of existence without discoverable beginning. Some of them were, one tears shed by a living being in samsara was more than the four great oceans. Two, the mother's milk a being had drunk was more than four great oceans. Three, the blood a being had shed by beheading was more than the four great oceans. After the Buddha passed away, some Buddhist philosophers or even practitioners postulated theory of the beginning of samsara or everything, the first cause. In the time of the Buddha, some of the 62 wrong views came from practices and miscalculation. Closing square bracket. If you are making merits, punna, based on craving, tanna, it becomes black and white mixed kamma. Therefore, you'll get the human existence. With only tanna, you can't get it. Merit is white and the desire for becoming is black. So it becomes Samudaya Sakka. Mostly monks are using Samudaya Sakka to teach people as good. Samudaya has to be abandoned. Sayadaw was very different from others. Always teaching people to transcend dukkha for whatever wholesome kamma they are doing. Why do I say it's samadaya? Because it's governed by ignorance, avidya. People who know this point will do merits for not wanting becoming. If you have done samadaya sakka, it'll give the result of dukkha. Only cutting off the round of existence, vata, will realize nibbana. Now people are making merits for connection of vatas. With kalesa vata, kamma vata arises. With kamma vata, vipaka vata is sure to arise. Defilements lead to actions and actions lead to existences. That people are making merits for wanting to have a long life and good health mean including tanna with the affectionate khanda. When making the merits, we can't realize about it. Only by contemplating about them with truth, we know that as dukkha. Importance of right view is becoming clear. Even merit is ducker. No need to mention about demerit. Then, someone says, let us make merits for good fortune. This is clinging to the candor. All are based on the attachment to candor, not including to come out from the vatas. We are always doing the avijja pakkhaya sankhara, action with ignorance. Therefore, not any one of them will realize nibbana if 100,000 human beings die. Rise and fall of the kanda is the truth of dukkha. Therefore, kanda is dukkha sakka. You all said that it was taught by the Buddha. But truth always exists without the Buddha. The Buddha only explained it with names. Truth had existed before the Buddha. Therefore, you have to remember that whenever you have kanda, dukkha exists. Whatever arises from kanda is dukkha sakka. By knowing impermanence, ditthi falls away. After knowing the cause and effect, doubt falls away. After ditthi falls away and with contemplation is a kala sotapanna. With the contemplation and discerning of impermanence will become sotapanna. T2. If you don't know the truth, your bones will be higher than Mount Vipula, at Rajagaha. Buddhas had arisen in the world as many as the numbers of sand grains in the Ganges River. Now you are discerning Anicca and knowing Dukkha Sakka. You'll not die again. Because section 2 is not connecting with section 3, i.e., Vinana, Vedana, Tana, Kama. By seeing the arising and falling dukkha, Nana cut off samsara. Samsara is long because we don't know dukkha sakka with the path knowledge. Following in the ways of traditions, our bones were piled up like mountains. Here traditions mean worldly matters, dana, sila, and samatha practices, etc. Our khandhas rise and fall. Seeing impermanence is seeing dukkha. By seeing dukkha, tana, upadana, and kama die out. No more birth, jati, aging, jara, and death, marana, arise. Therefore, the truth to nibbana is to know the noble truth. Making worldly developments are the matters of bones developments, even maybe worse than bones developments because human beings misuse them in unwholesome ways. The results are painful births. Especially today you have to remember these things. If you contemplate and discern impermanence of the arising Dharma, section 1 of ignorance, avijja, becomes knowledge, vijja. And mental formation, sankhara, becomes non-mental formation, vai sankhara. Also you'll know the section 2 as dukkha sakka, i.e., vinana, vedana equals the 5 khandhas. And also it cuts off section 3 and 4 not to arise, i.e., tana, upadana, kama jati. The magga, path factors, sees dukkha sakka and cut off d. a. cycle of section 1 to section 4 and it can't recycle again. Section 1 and 2 are cut off by knowing dukkha. Section 3 and 4 are cut off by abandoning. Therefore, the whole circle is vanished. Before we are running in circle, now the circular running is cut off. The circular running of samadhyaya and dukkha sakkas is finished. The cessation of samadhyaya and dukkha is nibbana. They are ceased with the arising of magga and nirodha. The person working with impermanence knows two truths and then abandoning two truths. Therefore, the circular running show comes to an end. In reality, all the four truths are included in the knowing dukkha sakka with magga sakka. The Buddha has arisen in the world to open the nana eyes for not connecting sections 3 and 4, or to cut off sections 2 and 3. For a person, The journey is not ending. Sorrow and lamentation are always following him. Craving, clinging and action, tanha, upadana, and kama, are the dharmas for the extension of samsara. It doesn't matter to reduce your work and eating. But if you reduce the practice or not doing the practice, your bones will pile up like a mountain. It's quite terrible. Now if you don't practice, your dukkha can't vanish, just like the simile given by the Buddha. It was like using a blade of grass dipping into the sea and shaking the water out each time, and the seawater would never dry up. The Buddha said these things with his direct penetrative knowledge. Sayadaw here warned the audience about the passing away of Henzada Umaya, a well-known businessman and a close disciple of him. Nearly a month before he died, Sayadaw met him in Rangoon, Yangon, and warned him again for practice. He never took Sayadaw's warning seriously and was always busy with making money. So, Sayadaw now urged his audiences for practice and not wasting their precious time on money. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 7th of September 1962. Our simile for Nibbana. In studying the three Pali canons, Pitakas, the main importance is to know the three universal characteristics. Teaching on the 28 matters, forms, are also impermanent. Condense on the 53 minds are also impermanent. Here 53 minds are 52 mental factors plus one consciousness. In the Four Noble Truths, Dukkha Sakka is the main one. The cessation of dukkha is Nibbana, Nirodha. Samadhiya and Magga are also impermanent Dukkha Sakka. The Buddha's teachings in the 45 years also were on impermanence. At the end of impermanence we'll discover Nirodha. The Buddha said that in the past, at present, and in the future, all the Buddhas were teaching the arising of dukkha and the cessation of dukkha. Therefore, don't be in too many dharmas and teachers. Just follow this way. And no one can be deviated from the path. We have to change into the Aryan eyes. The eyes given by the parents were for the matters of living and eating. It's not including for reaching Nibbana. Fix with the Aryan eyes and you will get the Aryan's views. This view is pure and not mixed with Kalesa. Therefore, whatever situations Aryas were in, their minds were unshaken, never worrying, never with affections and free from raga, lust, attachment. We should not reject worldly conventions, either. With the view of no father and mother will commit the heavy kamas. You get the Aryan eyes if you discern anicca because it's right view. In practice, look with the samadhi eye. Only by seeing anicca, one arrives at right view. This is the view not connects with section 3. If connects with section 3, it becomes wrong view, attachment with wrong view, and actions governed by wrong view. This is the teaching for becoming a sotapanna. For once returner, sakadagaman, and non-returner, anagaman, the process to deal with is craving, and clinging, actions done with craving. Sayadaw continued to explain the five maggas and how they connected in practice. Right view and right thought can't be separated. They are like the eyes and glasses. Without right thought, one can't get right view. If you discern impermanence, include these two wisdom factors. You can't discern him only with two of them. Mindfulness reminds you to look at here. Samadhi, not let your head moving around but turn your eyes straight toward the object. If viriya, not pushing it toward the object of impermanence, it can't go there. Therefore, if you are discerning impermanence, you get the five path factors. Akasata Sampayuta, mind can be alive with one only. Therefore, you see the death of your own mind. Before not fixing with the Aryan eyes, you didn't see your own death. Mind can't be shown with dimensions, pamana. It can be sensed that its own existence is clear to us. Knowing the existence to non-existence is the view of the Aryas. This is the view of purity. You can say right view is the Aryan view. In the whole samsara, you only saw other people's deaths but never had been your own. Now you see your own asubha, dukkha, anatta, anicca, and dukkha sakka with the Aryan eyes. The worldly Brahma gods with their divine eyes can see a small needle on the earth. But they don't have the Aryan eyes that can't see their own impermanent khandhas. You will become disenchantment with it if you see your own deaths moment to moment. At the time of not wanting these deaths, all of them disappear. If you arrive at this point, see and know that there is a place without deaths. With the contemplation, khandhas disappear. Seeing the impermanence is the eyes of the disciple of the Arya. Not seeing deaths is the eyes of Arya. That no khandha exists is khandha nirodho nibbanam. The cessation of the khandha is nibbana. Section 2, i.e., the five khandhas, not exists. These are death elements. The reason of not seeing deaths is the cessation of section 2 connecting section 3, i.e., from vinana, to kama. Only nibbana and magganana are leaving behind. Section 1, 2, 3, and 4, all are ceased. All of them are samadaya and dukkha sakkas. The whole cycle of D.A. process is teaching for someone not in practice. The whole cycle of D.A. process is ended for someone in practice. After the contemplation of D.A. process and becoming a Buddha, he knew its beginning and the end of it. I'll talk about Nibbana. Dana, Sila, and Samatha practices are for dying. With the Vipassana Magga Dharma, get the undying Nibbana. With the Sankhata Dharmas, conditioned phenomena, you get the Asankhata Dharma, unconditioned. This is the reason why Nibbana is difficult to understand, because with the conditions to get the unconditioned. Sayadaw explained about Nibbana with the simile of digging a cave. It was profound. During the Second World War, jet fighter planes came to bomb people. So they had to dig caves in the mountain area for safety. The cave is not existing in the past, present, and future. It appears by digging. The digging is like seeing impermanence. The rock fragments are khandhas. The empty cave is like Nibbana, without khandhas. The true refuge is of unconditioned minus asankhata. Impermanence and the rock fragments are conditions minus sankhata. The empty cave, Nibbana, and the rock fragments, khandhas, are not the same. This simile of Nibbana looked very simple, but profound and easy to understand the nature of Nibbana. Nibbana does exist for someone who practices. It doesn't exist beforehand as some Buddhists think. For example, an original mind, etc. The Buddha said to Rohitasa Devaputta to look for Nibbana in the two-armed length body. In one of his talks, Sayadaw said Nibbana is not connected with the five khandhas. Khandhas only had three noble truth, dukkha, samadaya, and magga sakkas. But the Buddha said four noble truths were in the khandha. Sayadaw said Nibbana was the external of the khandha, and not in the internal of the khandha. Because Nibbana was nikkha, permanent, and khandha was anicca, impermanent. Closing square bracket. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 16th of September 1962. Contemplation on Anatta. There are five khandhas. Some people contemplate on forms and discern Anicca. Some contemplate on minds and some on contact, phasa, and discern impermanence. Some contemplate on feelings and at last whatever you are contemplating, all phenomena are not self, sabbe dharma anatta. It doesn't follow the desire of a person or a being. Not according to our own interests and not follow the character of a person is anatta. It happens according to its own nature. For example, an itching sensation arises. It arises without the desire of a person or a being. After arising, it disappears. In disappearing, also not follow the desire of a being. So if feeling arises, contemplate it as anatta. The body contacts with the air from the electric fan and pleasant feeling arises. And contemplate it as anatta. It doesn't follow anyone's desire. It arises by the contact of sense object and sense door. Continued on the neutral feelings from the four sense doors of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting. Contemplate them also as anatta. Continued on the mental feelings of somanasa, domanasa, and upekkha. Also contemplate them as anatta. Arising is anatta and disappearing is anatta. Not following the desire of a person or a being. Not following the character of a person. Note these three points as anatta. There was another kind of anatta taught by the Buddha. For example, conditions by vinanam and nama rupam arise. With the cessation of vinanam and nama rupam also cease. This is the cause anatta and the result also anatta. Both were the same nature. The first one is showing with person or being. The second one is showing Dharma nature, or related with Dharma. This came from the Samyutta Nikaya. Another way is with contact, phasa, and feeling arises. With the cessation of contact, feeling ceases. Only cause and effect exist, and not including a person or a being. Atta, self, and Ataniya, belonging to self, are falling away. This was from the Chachaka Sutta, the Six Sextets Discourse, Majjhima Nikaya, MN.1486, Chachaka Suttam. This kind of anatta was teaching by the Buddha not letting the self come in. If you appreciate this kind of anatta, you'll free from sassata and arcada, eternalism and annihilationism. In the Anguttara Nikaya, the Buddha said that without clearing away sassata arcada views and practiced, even couldn't get the Sakkanalomika Nana, knowledge in accordance with truth. So no need to mention about path and fruition knowledges. If listening to Dharma talks, all of them get merits. But there are also dharmas with the realization of Nibbana and also without it. It will get Nibbana only with dharmas dispelling wrong views. Why after dispelling wrong views and with the practice will see Nibbana? Sayadaw made this emphasis by pointing to the suttas, for example, in the cases of Ven. Channa, Ven. Yamaka, Ven. Anuradha, etc. The dharmas you contemplate are anatta, objects of contemplation. Also Nibbana is anatta. It will come to the ending only with the knowing of the sankhara anatta and the disenchantment and not wanting of them. And then you'll get the unconditioned anatta, Nibbana. At the ending of sankhara anatta, asankhata anatta exists. Anatta benefits anatta. You are hearing strange words. Don't take it as easy to hear about them. First, the Buddha taught two views of anatta, without a person, a being, and, cause, effect, anattas. Now, There are two kinds of anatta with the practice. Sabbe dharma anatta, all dharmas are anatta. Contemplate to see this, i.e., impermanence, and to become disenchantment of it and following to the ending. You will see the ending of them after seeing impermanence, dukkha, anatta. At the end of sankhata anatta, you will see asankhata anatta. This is the practicing process of anatta. With the big knowledge, it becomes clearer.